10 years ago, my wife and I walked out of the hospital with a new baby, and I remember clearly thinking, I have no idea how to do this. And I've had that feeling at least once a week ever since.
I totally had that same feeling when I became a mom, and if that sounds familiar to you, then you've come to the right place. This is Life Kit for Parents with Sesame Workshop.
A new Life Kit audio guide from NPR and the parenting experts at Sesame.
Which of course means Big Bird is here too.
And this is the new baby.
Yeah, he is right here.
Wow. Oh, isn't he cute?
I'm Corey Turner.
And I'm Anya Kamenetz. We're both NPR reporters who cover education. And I'm the mom of two girls.
And I'm the dad of two boys.
Was that an elf?
It sounded like an elf.
But you don't know what an elf sounds like.
And Anya and I both wanted to make a resource for grown-ups with kids in their lives.
She got in the car that afternoon with tears in her eyes, and then she goes, why didn't you tell me?
Whether you're a parent, teacher, grandparent, or guardian.
Life Kit for Parents is for those moments when you're like, why can't there be a manual for this?
Well, we made one.
For your ears.
Last year was like tragic year. This year's like getting used to it.
Sometimes it's gonna get emotional.
I don't know, like, I still am trying to figure out how to get there for them.
Sometimes a little silly.
Savvy's my favorite vegetable.
Celery.
But that's parenting, right?
And we'll be here to help you through it.
In each episode of this guide, we'll talk to the child development experts behind Sesame Street about the difficult conversations we have with children, like explaining divorce.
Or helping them deal when there's scary stuff in the news.
Or when your kids really want a toy that just gives you an icky feeling.
I do remember sitting him down and saying, okay, this is how you're going to play with this gun. We're going to be very mindful of where we aim the gun. You know, we don't want to hurt anyone. And I remember him actually saying, Mommy, it's going to be okay.
Also in this guide, we tackle other big questions like, are Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny really real?
So my answer was, do you believe, Lucas?
Oh, you're so Socratic. Next, we'll explore how to talk about race and racism with young kids.
He said to me, if Africa is so great, what are we doing here?
And of course, the big one, death.
If you're telling me now that the dog went to sleep and is not going to wake up and die, well, I go to sleep every night. Am I going to die?
We won't pretend to have all the answers. What we will have is a healthy dose of brain science and child development.
So you can better understand what your kids are really asking and what kind of answers will meet them where they are.
And if you like what you hear, make sure to check out our other Life Kit episodes at applepodcasts.com/lifekit or at npr.org/lifekit.
While you're there, sign up for our newsletter. We got more guides coming on all sorts of topics, not just parenting.
There's exercise, eating right,
getting out of debt and staying out of debt,
even tips to a better night's sleep. I can't wait for that one.
Okay, let's get started.